I'll get it.
Thanks.
Okay, so I have a somewhat related follow-up to that. This is a question that came from the audience.
People are having a really hard time hearing.
Okay.
Can you hear me okay now?
You're talking low and fast.
I turned on the air. That's part of the problem because I didn't want to get too hot here. So sorry.
So you have to really exert more because it's hard for
people to stand up.
So what are the two most important differences you see between serving as a city council member and serving as a mayor? And we'll start with Sabra.
I don't even get a minute to think, okay. I don't want you to have trouble hearing me. The two most important differences between serving as a council member and serving as mayor. One, mayor sets the tone for the council. And that means the more cooperative, the more inclusive, the more collegial the mayor is, the better the chances the council can be behaving in the same fashion. The other significant difference is that council members are very responsive to their individual constituents, and they should be. But the mayor needs to be responsive to the entire city. I have experience working with people all over this city, but I also have experience solving problems for people all over this city. I'm not parochial. I'm not interested in only my peeps, my friends, my neighbors, but the entire community and how we plan for the community to work together in the future. That's a very valuable and important skill.
Thank you. Steve.
The biggest difference between being mayor and being a council member is that the mayor runs the meetings. All right, the mayor is the parliamentarian of a council meeting. And so we have to trust that the mayor is running the meeting fairly, openly, and transparently. And we've had some situations that I've called out where that has not happened by our existing mayor. And I'm pretty confident that all of us will certainly set that tone. But we have to, you know, knowing that I've had that experience and knowing when to call it out, I think that's where my experience as mayor, or will be mayor, will certainly be able to set that tone. That Saber, and I totally agree with what Saber says, that the mayor sets the tone for the community and sets the tone for the council meetings. And again, we have two council meetings a month, and we have to get through the business, and we have to have somebody who is going to be efficient and be fair and give everybody an opportunity to express their opinion, but then hold the vote.
Yes.
The mayor represents the city, broadly speaking, in a way that the sitting council member does not. The council member has direct constituents with one ward. The mayor represents the entire city and therefore has a higher obligation to view a broader set of interests and incorporate that into their decision making. Also, the mayor serves, if you will, as head of state, as secretary of state in the city. The mayor's obligation and pleasure is to work with other entities, whether it's the state, the county, or the university. An important aspect of serving as a mayor is a fluidity and facility and ability to represent the city properly, to advocate for the city properly in these contexts.
Thank you. Before I answer this question, I want to clarify something I said in the response to the previous question. I think I heard myself say that I'm not part of the pro-downtown and not part of the pro-neighborhood factions. I am very much pro-downtown and I'm very much pro-neighborhood. What I meant to say is that I'm not part of either one of the factions and I'm not anti-anything. So I just want to clarify that. Second thing is what my fellow council members and candidates have said are all, I agree with all of them. I'm not going to repeat what they say about how my role as a city council member versus how that would change versus my role as a mayor. One very clear definition or distinction that hasn't been mentioned is the amount of time spent in City Hall. Ironically, I think my life will be much easier as mayor because I will have an office in City Hall. City Council members don't have an office. Hopefully I would have some administrative support as well. So I think that the amount of time spent in City Hall, being present, being the leader, day in and day out, is one of the most important visible distinctions between being mayor and being a city council member.